From Psalm 130, verses 1 through 4. Out of the depths I cry to you, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to the voice of my supplication. If you, O Lord, should mark iniquities, Lord, who could stand? But there is forgiveness with you, so that you may be revered. Psalm 139, verse 1 through 18. O Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know when I sit down and when I rise up. You discern my thoughts from far away. You search out my path and my lying down, and are acquainted with all my ways. Even before a word is on my tongue, O Lord, you know it completely. You hem me in, behind, and before, and lay your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is so high that I cannot attain it. Where can I go from your spirit? Or where can I flee from your presence? If I ascend to heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in Sheol, you are there. If I take the wings of the morning and settle at the farthest limits of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me, and your right hand shall hold me fast. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, and the light around me becomes night, even the darkness is not dark to you. The night is as bright as the day, for the darkness is light to you. For it was you who formed my inward parts. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works that I know very well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was being made in secret, intricately woven in the depths of the earth. Your eyes beheld my unformed substance. In your book were written all the days that were formed for me, when none of them as yet existed. How weighty to me are your thoughts, O God! How vast is the sum of them! I try to count them. They are more than the sand. I come to the end. I am still with you. From Hebrews 11, verses 1 through 3. Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for the conviction of things not seen. Indeed, by faith our ancestors received approval. By faith we understand that the worlds were prepared by the word of God, so that what is seen was made from things that are not visible. Romans 5, verses 1 through 5. Therefore, since we are justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have obtained access to his grace in which we stand, and we boast in our hope of sharing the glory of God. And not only that, but we also boast in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope, and hope does not disappoint us, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us.
A reading taken from the first chapter of the Gospel of St. John. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. There are profound differences in life when it comes to our understanding of life-altering moments. If we know one of those moments are coming, we try to get ourselves ready. The problem that really exists is, even in our preparation, what we know in theory doesn't always match up with the real application of life. First experience I can really remember with that happened in January 25th, 1993. It was the day after my first son was born. Leaving the hospital, get him in the car seat, in the back. And then I turned to the nurse who walked out with us and I asked her, "Well, aren't you coming with us?" There are very few moments in life that you have pure fear, but for me, that was one of those moments because I was looking at this little wobbly child, and I was really overcome with the fact that I had to have some responsibility in terms of taking care of him. It was at 3 o'clock in the morning that I began to understand that preparation has little to do with application. As he laid there wailing, tried to feed him, didn't want to be fed, tried to hold him, didn't want to be held, and he just wailed. Now, we were at my mother-in-law's house, and at one point, she gets up and she says, "Well, why don't you give him a pacifier?" Which really would have been a great idea if we had actually had one. And so as I stood at CVS at 3:20 in the morning, lo and behold, I discover that pacifiers come in sizes. Who really knew? But the pacifier did the trick. It lived up to its name. It pacified him. And he was able to go to sleep. Fast forward probably about 5 years, and my daughter was again at my mother-in-law's house, was standing on the deck screaming at the top of her lungs at the squirrels because she had woken up that morning and it was her first morning without a pacifier. And she was told that the squirrels had come in and taken it. So there she stood, wanting it back. Because she could not understand how life would be able to be without it. That thing that gave her such peace and comfort, and it was such a vital part of her life. We get into these routines in life. Whether it's things that we have that make up part of our lives that we have to have when we're going to bed or other applications within life. One of the routines in my life had to do with the 4 weeks leading up to Christmas. But it had nothing to do with Advent. It had to do with the four shows that let me know that Christmas was coming. Rudolph, Frosty, I knew I was going to do this. Rudolph, Frosty, Charlie Brown was the last one. There's an in-between one. The Grinch. How could I forget the Grinch? Because it's within those four shows that were on four separate weeks that I knew Christmas was coming. And I watched those shows religiously. And the Charlie Brown Christmas really was that thing that I think cinched it for me, because it was the only show that I had really seen that had that whole Christ-led underpinning. But there was something about it that I didn't know. I'll tell you what it was. Because as Linus tells Charlie Brown what Christmas was all about, there were shepherds in the field keeping watch over their flock by night. And the angel came and said, "Fear not, for behold, I give you tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For unto you is born this day a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." Everyone was silent when Linus finished. That's what Christmas is all about, Charlie Brown. The one thing I didn't pick up in all those years that I watched that show was this was the only moment that Linus dropped his blanket. It was in the middle of him reciting the Gospel of Luke when he said, "Fear not." He cast his blanket aside. And according to those who are familiar with all the work of Charles Schulz and the Peanuts strips, that was the only time that Linus was without his blanket, without his pacifier, when he proclaimed the message of the angels, "Fear not." Quite often we find ourselves consumed with a sense of fear. Fear from loss, fear from change, fear that we just don't know how we might go on another day or how we might meet the challenges of that day. And in the midst of that fear, a lot of times we look for those things that can help pacify us, to be able to move us from day to day. Sometimes we envelop ourselves in things that help us get through the day. And those angels cried out, "Fear not." Charles Schulz was able to really show us the power of that phrase. That in the midst of everything we know, in the midst of everything that causes us fear, in the midst of the grief of our lives, that we can cast all of those things aside when we truly embrace the gift that God has given us in His Son. So when we hear, "Fear not," we can think of Linus doing the bravest thing that he had ever done as a cartoon character. We can also think about how God calls us to stand bravely apart from those things that we need to pacify us, understanding that through this gift that God has given us, we can make it through this day and through the next. And we can truly find ourselves being embraced in the goodness of God's love. Not holding on to the grief that we might feel from loss, but holding on to that gift of love that God has given us through His Son. And through those people that have gone before us, the people who have blessed us, the people who have changed our lives, the people who have made us who we are. That is the second greatest gift that God has blessed us with. And as we celebrate the first and the greatest gift, the gift of His Son, let us together celebrate that love, that second gift that has so changed our lives.